welcome to this podcast message from Kingdom Faith.
Tomb is empty. You having a good time? Aren't these guys doing brilliantly? Wow, it's been amazing. I'm just kind of sitting at the back thinking, this is great. This is like proper church and everything. It's brilliant. It's great to have all the family here. If you're visiting, you're really welcome. If you're here for the first time, you're really, really welcome. Some great testimonies. And what I like about the testimonies is reminds everybody that Jesus is real and he's alive today. And what I want to look at just for a few moments, because we're going to break bread together as a leadership, we just felt it would be great to celebrate the breakthrough of today by really giving opportunity for God to release his resurrection power in us. We've heard a little bit from Isabel how God sustains, how God reveals, how God changes, how God challenges, but ultimately God brings tremendous freedom into our lives. We heard from Graham that Jesus didn't come to bring religion, but to bring relationship. And there was a word that he used called revelation. That word revelation just means I see it. Imagine the women, they're coming. They're just coming to their religious habit. They're coming to mourn and change the flowers and make sure and suddenly they turn up and their world is turned upside down because they came to a tomb. It should have a rock in front of it and it's gone. That's bad enough. They go into a tomb and the body's gone. I mean, that's really bad enough. And where they were trying to look for death, they suddenly realized that God had intervened. And there was an angel there saying, why are you looking for a living person among the dead? Just turn the person next to you and say, I am not looking for the living amongst the dead. Now, if they don't answer you, you might have to speak a bit louder. I'm not looking for the living amongst the dead. I believe that one of the things that God wants to remind you and I is that today is Resurrection Sunday, the He is Risen Sunday, is that we are here for the living and the dead. And it's not that we're here to judge people, but if you don't know Jesus, the Bible says you are dead. We were all born dead. It's really freaky because you're born and somebody slaps you on the bottom or the head or whatever and suddenly a cry comes out and there's a noise comes out of the inside of us, which is a demonstration of life. Janet and I were watching a farming program the other day. It's really cool. This cow was giving birth to a cow. Did you see what I did then? Calf. That's a cow, isn't it? Okay, so this cow was giving birth to a calf. No one? I'm not going there. Probably F for one. So we'll just keep going. And this cow gave birth. And what they did is when this calf, it could be a bullock, is born, they chuck a bucket of water over it. That doesn't go out. Goes. And the reason it goes is because it has to take the first breath. I believe Resurrection Sunday is about us taking the first breath. I believe it's God has just intervened and opened up heaven over your life and my life, whether you're a young person or an older person, and he's chucking something over our life. So we go, and immediately we breathe in the very presence of Jesus. I love it that Mary was looking in the garden, so she thought Jesus was the gardener. I don't know who you've come looking for today. Maybe you've come looking for a healer. Well, he's going to heal you this morning. I don't know whether maybe you've come for someone that's going to set you a little bit freer on the inside. He is going to do that this morning. Maybe you just come and you just want to know that if you died today, you would go to heaven today. That's called salvation. If that's who you're looking for, he will find you like that. Maybe you've just come for a bit of comfort, a bit of encouragement. Then he will find you like that. What I'm trying to say is however you're looking for him, you will find him like that. Maybe you're just looking for a little bit of help. Where does my future go? I don't know. All I know is that in Jesus it's secure. You might be wondering, where's my bank balance going? I have no idea. It's just that I know that in Jesus, it's secure. Because there is a principle that however we look for Jesus, we find him like that. Maybe you're looking for some creative miracle. Maybe you're living under a prognosis or a diagnosis, and you need to breathe in the breath of God, because he came that we would have life. Does everybody agree with that in the room? So I'm just going to read a little bit of the Bible. Then God is going to move in power. Now, he's been moving ever since we met here at 8:15. There was powerful energy. There was faith. There was expectation in the room. Everybody's running around and all the cables look like spaghetti. And suddenly, somehow, they all end up in the right place at the right time. That is amazing. Lights going here, there and everywhere. And first it was too loud, then it was too quiet, and then it was whatever. And then suddenly it works. Why am I saying that? Because sometimes when we look at things, they don't look as if we're ever going to do what they need to do, but somehow God uses them. And when the breath of God, the ruach, the very life force of God himself touches the offering, it changes the offering. He wants to do that with you and me this morning. It's good, isn't it? Thank you. He doesn't mind whether we look as if we're in a mess. He doesn't mind whether we look as if we're not going to quite do what we think we should do. As long as we bring it to Jesus, say, Jesus, please do something, he will do something. You're right, Larry. You're right in the book. Larry's right in the book. Yep, really? I do. So we're just going to look at a scripture. It's from 1 Peter chapter 1. And hopefully, Judy, who is multitasking. Normally, we have all kinds of people doing all kinds of things. Judy has grown an extra 2 pairs of arms and legs, and she's just multitasking, and then we'll pray for her later that she comes back to normal. So Judy's doing sound, she's making tea, coffee, she's praying for the sick, she's raising the dead, she's doing the words, she's taking up the offering, she's doing everything. She's even married to Larry, which is amazing. Well, we're going to look at this scripture. I'm just going to read it out. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 starts with this. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. When we breathe in, hopefully today, however you've come this morning, you're going to leave with a bit of praise inside of you. Because today is a great day. I do Sunday. Anybody else love Sundays? Here's the challenge. What we breathe in today lasts for a week. What you breathe in today will last more than just for today. Praise be to the God, our Father, and Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he's given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus. Without Jesus dying, we can never live. Without Jesus coming down, we can never go up. Without Jesus coming out, we can never go in and come back out changed. Jesus wants to take the rock away from your tomb today. He wants you to see like you've never seen, hear like you've never heard, and follow like you've never followed Jesus. That's the kind of thing that happens on Resurrection Sunday. In this resurrection of Jesus, we come into an inheritance that can never perish or spoil or fade. God hasn't given us premium bonds stocked up for a rainy day. He has given himself as our inheritance. Today, God wants you to leave knowing that you are rich. The front row is rich. You are rich, not in your money, but in your heart. Not in your wallet, but in your head. Not just in your bank balance, but in your soul. You're not listening. It just makes you rich in every kind of way. He makes you rich. Makes you rich in your lifestyle. I love that testimony that God's prognosis of 5 years is different. God's diagnosis of the next 5 years is different from ours. Did they got that? Some of these guys are only like 10, 11, 12. He's going to be a doctor. 10? 10? Put it there, man. God knows the future that he has for you. It's inheritance that will never spoil, fade, or perish. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you through faith. We're shielded by God's power. How many of you know that there is no other power greater than the power of God? How many of you know that in that great power, he created all things, forms all things, shapes all things, and keeps all things there? It's not the power of your history or the power of your past, but the power of God's power that will shield you. This power is indomitable. That's a really long word. Please don't make me say that again. This power is indestructible. This power is relentless. It's that power that raised Christ up, and it's that power that goes on the inside of a Christian. Oh, hallelujah. It's this power to keep your mind on track, to keep your body well, to keep your spirit up, to keep your emotions alive. This is this power. This power works, the Bible goes on, until the coming of the salvation which has already been revealed. In all these things, make sure this one's up behind me, Judy. I'll just let you do this. Say, in all these things, we greatly rejoice. Right. Let me just tell you that greatly rejoice is not a repeated word. It's an attitude of gratitude. You can tweet that one, copy that one, Facebook that one if you've got enough friends. Thanksgiving, praise is an attitude of gratitude. Or, put it this way, if you want altitude, you need that attitude. If you want to go further, you need fervor. Did you see what I did there? That was amazing. For a little while we might suffer, but there is a faith. If you know Christ, you have this faith. This is faith in one who is indestructible. Faith in one who is indomitable. Faith in one who is relentless. Faith in one who is more than a conqueror, which is why he's made you more than a conqueror. Faith in the name that has been put above every other name. I love the fact that the whole of earth shook, the whole of heaven shook, the whole of ground under heaven shook, the whole of ground above heaven shook. When Jesus broke out the grave, everyone knew. When Jesus broke out the tomb, everybody knew. Past, present, and future. They suddenly realized there's a man in the house. His name is Jesus, and we can't kill him. Even death couldn't stop him. Cancer couldn't stop him. AIDS couldn't stop him. Heart attacks couldn't stop him. 1 year ago, he should have been dead. He is not dead because the power of Jesus is greater than the power of sickness. I knew he wanted to give a testimony. I'll give it for him. It goes on. Though you have not seen him, you love him. How many of you love Jesus? How many of you really love Jesus? Let's just put this in some perspective. Personally, I think Easter Sunday reminds me of the tremendous power that was released. The fact that all of heaven and earth have heard there's a boy in town and his name is Jesus. But also it reminds me that there's no love greater. Jesus said himself that the greatest form of love is to lay down your life for a friend. Jesus didn't just say that, he did it. He did it for you, he did it for me, he did it for the 108,000 people in Worthing, 120,000 people in Horsham, 116,000 people in Crawley. He didn't just say it, he did it. I don't know about you, but I want to live like that. Do you want to live like that? Then we need the help of the Holy Spirit. Though you might not have seen him, you love him. And even though you don't see him now, you believe in him and are filled. Say filled. That means there's no room for anything else. You're filled with an expressible and glorious joy, for you are receiving the end result of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Let's just pause there and kind of review. Jesus came to change the sound over your life. It's a sound of a future and a hope. It's a sound of victory. It's a sound of breakthrough. He came to make sure every influence, every power, every principality, every bully, every nagger would know that Jesus is Lord. He came to open up the tomb and say, don't look for the living amongst the dead. And he came to say, this is what love looks like. In the next few moments, God is going to heal every disease in the room. Why? He didn't rise from the tomb to give us Easter eggs. I know, mate. We do pray for you. We love you. We pray for Judy, probably slightly more than you, but that's fine. What a man. Jesus came to do three things then, and he wants to do three things now. First one, he wants to save your soul. Everything that is sitting in your seat, Jesus wants to invest in it, change it, heal it. Everything that you are. He wants to give you new life and a new hope. Secondly, Jesus came to heal every disease. We all know, if we're Christians, that there's all kinds of things that Jesus did on his journey to validate that. But actually, the power of sickness was broken when Jesus sprung back to life. So today, Jesus wants to save you. He wants to heal you. And then thirdly, I believe in my heart, the third reason why Jesus came was to bring us into freedom. Freedom, well-being, peace of heart, mind, soul, well-being. And he puts it a little bit like this, and hopefully this is the right scripture. It says something like this, just over the chapter, and we're going to respond to the Lord in a moment. It says, once you were enemies, aliens, but now you are a chosen people. You are a royal priesthood. You are a people belonging to God. That's what Resurrection Sunday is about. It's about everything that Jesus is becomes ours. Everything that we are becomes his. That's exciting, isn't it? Let's just stand up. I don't want to talk for too long because God wants to do some stuff. There was a breakthrough during the worship a bit earlier. You probably would have picked that up. Where there was a real proclamation about Jesus heals. Did you get that? Yeah, it's a great song, but actually it released presence. It released the healer in the room. I don't know whether you picked up, not only was there an expression of healing, but also there was a sense of greater freedom. It kind of moved from one place to another place. Did you get that? Right, because Jesus wants to bring freedom, greater freedom into our life. And I don't know how many of you know Jesus personally. Some of you, you might have known him for a long time. Maybe you want to rediscover Jesus in the next few moments. I have no idea. Maybe you don't know Jesus at all. Maybe you just come to church and have Christian friends. Maybe you just do good stuff. I don't know. What I do know is none of that makes you a Christian. Maybe you just want to give your life to Jesus today because you're not sure where your future is. You're not sure where your hope lies. You're not sure what's going to happen to you. Well, be sure. Jesus wants you to be sure. So we're going to have a few different things that you can do over where Liz is. Liz just happens to be there. She's in Connect Team today. If you want to go and receive just a greater sense of freedom, some people will go there and they will pray with you and God will set you free in some kind of way. If you want to be healed, then there's a space over where Saren is. That's kind of your rear left. You can go there and Jesus will heal you over there. If you want to give your life to Jesus, you can come up to the front, up to this little lectern thing. And someone will chat with you about giving your life to Jesus if that's what you want to do. Maybe you don't want to do any of those things. Maybe you're totally fit and healthy and maybe you're free. Brilliant. That's awesome. In which case, you can just come up into the gap here over where Dan is. Because after a few moments, when God has moved, we're going to break bread together. Because God wants to move. He wants to remove. He wants to prove. He wants to move, he wants to remove, and he wants to prove. And then when we kind of done that, when we let God breathe and God change our hearts, God do something in our lives, if that's what he needs to do, then we can take communion together. Is that okay? So I'm just going to pray and you kind of decide, okay, Lord, where do you want me to go? Where is it that you want to meet me? Who is it that I need to meet in the next few minutes? Is it Jesus the Savior? Is it Jesus the healer? Or is it Jesus, the one that sets people free? Because that's how he will be. Father, I want to thank you that you're going to move right now. Whatever our age, whatever experience of you, I thank you that you are saying, come, all of you, to me. Come and taste and see that I'm good. Come and receive from me, whether you have no money at all, but it doesn't matter, because I have paid the price for your entrance, and I have said, it is finished. I thank you right now that whether we're old or young, you want to move with your breath in our life again, because that's what resurrection is about. So I thank you for healings. I thank you for people getting free. I thank you for people getting saved and restored, if that's what is right for them. But I thank you most of all that you are alive. You are alive. Hallelujah. Go on, let's just pray all together, shall we? Let's just all pray together. Just thank God that it's Resurrection Day. It's Life Change Day. It's Power Day. It's a day for salvation. It's a day for healing. It's a day for freedom. Maybe you want to make it a bit more personal. It's a day for my salvation. It's a day for my healing. It's a day for my freedom. Because that's true. Maybe you want to really personalize it. Today I want to be restored back to my walk with Jesus that I used to have. I want to be restored back into the life of the Holy Spirit that I used to have. It's that kind of day today, Resurrection Day. I don't want the next 5 years like the last 5 years. I want God's 5 years. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you. Praise you. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Praise your name. Father, I want to thank you that on the night that you were betrayed, you took the bread and you said, "This is my body given." I thank you that you gave your body for us. And as we receive it, we receive life. And I thank you that after supper you took the cup and said, "This is my blood of the new covenant." I thank you that as we receive your blood, we receive health and life, forgiveness and cleansing, redemption. And I thank you that every time we do this, we remember that you have died, you were buried, and you rose, and you were raised. We remember that you have conquered every principality. You conquered every strategy. You conquered every lie, every accusation. You conquered, and you have won. We just remember that you have won every conflict for us. You have won every battle for us. You have won every challenge for us. And you have made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. More than conquerors.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.